down.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the third and footlong show on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Evening.
I was trying to work out. It's just that it's been...
Do you have an
air? I don't even know what day it is anymore. What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Where are
Sunday.
We? Who are we?
Well, again, that's a bit too much.
Yeah, that was going really deep and down.
You've just been reflecting on your year. You've got two in now.
Like, who am I? So this is the in-between Christmas and New Year show.
Yes, it is.
So many people didn't even think we'd be doing a show today.
I thought we were doing a show.
I always thought we were doing a show. We never stop.
Who thought we were not doing a show?
People are like, don't you break for Christmas? I'm like, it's probably the biggest part of the NFL season.
NFL
probably not. Yeah, NFL not breaking. It's all starting to come together, though.
I know, finally. We've got pretty much 6 of the 7 teams solidified in both divisions.
I know. It's going to be big, and then the Week 18 schedule just released before we came on air.
I know, and the Seahawks and Browns have made it slightly more interesting because it looks like it's going to be a relatively boring Week 18.
Yes. Even that Eagles-Bills game.
Yeah, that was...
kind of, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Bills.
The Eagles in the playoffs.
I know.
I kind of would have preferred to see the Cowboys.
Well, we are going to have a losing team in the playoffs.
Yes, we are.
Ugh.
And
then a barely winning team in the playoffs.
Oh, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
How do you sit about getting rid of division winners?
I quite like the divisional rivalries because they're quite fun. Getting rid of division winners would be an interesting way to go about it. And I don't think you'd get it because that's how the ownership works.
Yeah.
So I just don't... That's just not going to happen.
I don't think it'll happen, but like when you've got 8 and 9 in the playoffs and potentially 12 and 5 not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It is. You could ask to move division. Just relocate
to the NFC
your
South.
Team.
Yeah. Poor NFC
Someone's
South.
Someone's got to do something about the NFC South. Dear, oh dear, it's been terrible forever and a day. So on tonight's show, what can you get? We're going to have some water stroke detox poll, some NFL news, some college review, some NFL review, and then we'll have a little section at the end called...
Who Gone?
Who Gone? Who Gone? After some of the performances today, some people should be gone already.
Who Gone?
Who Gone, yeah.
Nah,
quarterbacks, coaches, there's plenty of things
to
do.
Oh, you're firing more than just... I only arranged for that, so you're firing more than just that.
Oh, I would go for many more.
Because you can't fire owners, unfortunately.
No, no. You have to be. Although, the old Washington guy, he got pushed out in the end.
Yeah. He got very fired.
But he was very bad, so...
Be interesting to see how the Texans' ownership goes.
Yes.
Because that's gone very ugly, even more ugly.
And they're just carrying on without it. They're just like,
doesn't happen.
It's not happening.
Weren't they the team with Deshaun Watson for a bit?
Well, the Browns, if you want to talk about ownerships and...
Yeah.
I reckon the Texans are less guilty than the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Browns knew and give him $250 million dollars of guaranteed. But our team today...
We won.
Whoa.
We won, Darren.
Oh.
But we didn't get the sack record.
No.
And did you see what he said after the game? I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Myles Garrett reckons they were more concerned about him sacking Aaron Rodgers than they were about winning the game.
I did see
Which
that.
Which actually, when I was watching the game, I was like, I feel like they're really focusing on Myles Garrett not getting a sack to in quite an inordinate degree, where sometimes there are like 3 people blocking him.
The Steelers were terrible.
Oh, they were terrible. They were really bad.
My friend, Mr. Truth.
Mr. Truth.
Fellow YouTube person. And if you're watching
are you a conspiracy person?
No. He hates Aaron Rodgers, and he thinks he actually called, his name anymore, the coach of the Steelers.
Mike Tomlin.
He called him Mr. Mediocrity. Mr. Mediocrity.
Interesting.
But if you are watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe.
Yes. I don't have a beat button for Darren yet.
And we do have... lots of shorts that are very well performing at the moment, I'll have a say.
I know.
Great
especially
work
yours.
From you.
You talking about drills.
How about you talking about eating skin or
no,
not
let's
eating
not go
skin?
There again. Genuinely stop it. It was one episode. We're never talking about cannibalism.
Do you know if we will ever talk about that again?
Okay. Well, you started us this time. You actually started it last time,
too. I did start it last time.
Stop talking about
eating people.
I have
nothing else to eat this week.
You didn't have your duck?
No, I did have my duck.
Did you eat the skin?
Yes. Best part. I told you, if it's a crispy skin, it's got to be eaten. Same with chicken. Same with pork. It's about the crispy skin. See, you've took
Stop
it there
talking
again.
About
you've
I
took
have it not taken again. It there.
What do you do with pork? Do you take the crackling off?
I hate crackling.
Do you?
I also hate those weird things that you get in British pubs. That's
well,
like
English people.
That. And like the, is it pork rinds? Is that what they're called?
Oh, pork scratchings.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, they're the
nah,
win.
Nah.
They're the
fair.
Win.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Heaps of saltiness.
I much prefer when you go to the Netherlands and they give you like pickles and peanuts. I'm all right with that.
I thought you were going to go down the cafe muffin route.
But it's coffee house, Darren. Not a cafe.
Just
be
check
up with
it.
The trends,
just
Darren.
Check it. Oh, really? You want to
really?
Be up with the trends?
I'm not doing that. I actually, like, honestly, I'm just holding on to the desk today so I don't do it again.
Do you know what? There is, I saw two sporting links to the 6-7
yes,
thing.
Yes, I know, you said
both
to me.
There was the basketball one,
mm-hmm.
where the coach was
Baylor,
like,
yeah.
do not miss these three free throws so we can get to 67.
Oh, man.
And then a team, well, an ice hockey team, where the whole team had their actual number on the arm, and they all wore number 67 on the back. And as soon as they came out on the ice, the whole crowd was like...
That couldn't have been a professional.
Yeah, it was the LA Kings, I think, or something like that. Yeah, they had their actual numbers on the front. And they all
have, like, regulations and stuff, so they couldn't do that. Okay.
This is ice hockey. This is where they beat each other to death. Like,
yes, I know what ice hockey is.
Just sort of
who's your ice hockey team? Actually, you've never seen who your ice hockey team is.
Oh, I have an ice hockey team.
Yeah, who is it?
The Colorado Avalanche.
Oh,
Stanley Cup winners of about 2 to 3 years ago.
It's like quite on the nose for.
It
to
is.
Be fair, I like the Pittsburgh Penguins, but that's mainly because they're the Penguins.
Okay.
I enjoy.
Oh, is that because you walk like that?
Yeah.
Is that because
no?
They
it's
feet?
Opposite
is
6'7".
It
opposite 6'7". It's 7'6". 7'6", Darren.
Do you know my first ever phone number in the UK was started with a 7'6"?
I thought the UK were like 34 or something, plus 34 to dial.
Oh, they're 45. That's the international code.
Okay.
I never used to dial myself internationally from the UK.
I don't know what you get up to there, Darren.
Okay. Penguin.
Pingu.
It's all good.
This is Pingu.
Pingu.
Yep.
Right, let's go through the water chart. Detox time.
Yes.
I don't know why people would detox between Christmas and New Year. What a waste. Because you're only going to just break it at New Year, right?
Is there a New Year eating tradition?
There's a New
the
Year
grapes.
Drinking.
Have you ever done the grape thing?
No, what's that?
You know, in Spain with the 12 clock chimes, you have to eat the grapes every time the clock chimes, and if you don't, it's bad luck.
No.
Okay, well, there's that thing.
I'll try that with cherries.
No, you have to spit out the pip, Darren. You're not going to make it.
I was looking this week, and in Cromwell, they had the cherry pip spit competition, the national cherry pip spit competition in Cromwell.
Is it height or length?
I would presume length.
Because height would be...
That would be like a mad sort of like combine thing to do.
Funnier
to
watch.
To get players to spit cherry pips as high as they could.
That's way more funnier to watch than distance. No, like, because then the cherry pip also could come down. Like,
the thing I would worry about is like if you take that big breath in to then out, that you choke.
I assume they must have like medical professionals standing by for that.
You would hope so. I don't know how big.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were about to say that there was some fail video, and I was like, "Oh no,
no,
I don't
no!" I'm not that dark. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. We've done the skin thing.
It's Christmas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So detox time. What is your go-to water? There was an overwhelming winner, which disgusted
tap water.
Me. Yeah,
yeah.
46%
tap water.
Like, gross.
I'm not.
Like, I don't know any
water.
Area I've ever lived in where the tap water's drinkable.
Oh, my last house, the tap water wasn't drinkable. We just had a Brita filter.
Yeah. Mm. I've lived in about 3 or 4 different parts of Auckland and none. Wellington, none.
The water in my house now is drinkable.
If I have a cup of tea, I put bottled water into the kettle.
Oh, that's so bad for the environment.
I recycle the plastic bottle. Oh, have we come in environmentalist now? Oh, is this
no,
what the show's become?
Well, how many cups of tea do you have a day?
Coming from the person that froze skin away.
It's gross. I could also worm farm it. How many cups of tea do you have a day?
Oh, probably 3.
Okay.
Yeah, not many.
Me, yeah.
Not many.
Yeah.
Yeah. You drink coffee?
Yes, I do drink coffee. Only occasionally, no. I prefer tea.
Good on you.
Do you have a specific tea you like?
English breakfast Dilmah.
I recently learned I like Assam tea. I don't actually know what that means, but I tried a whole bunch of teas and I decided that...
Is it a black tea, a green tea?
It's a black tea. Mainly, it's like 80% used for most English breakfasts, okay. And then 20% is Ceylon or something.
Okay.
Yeah, that was just my fun fact.
Maybe we should have a tea poll next week. Green tea, peppermint.
Have you ever tried white tea?
Oh, no. I've tried green tea.
It's very highly caffeinated.
Oh, tell you what, Earl Grey.
You know
what the hell is that?
It's bergamot.
It's gross.
It's bergamot.
Do you know, way back, because I come from a working class background, so we never drank Earl Grey. When I went to work for the first time, this is 80s England, right, which still was quite autocratic and still quite, you know.
So England's still quite like that now, too.
It was very like that in the 80s. Okay. So just giving my age away here. Late 80s. My boss was like, could you, and he had his own tea bags. He gave me the tea bags. He's like, could you go make me a cup of tea, boy? And I sort of went and made him a cup of tea and I brought it back. And he's like, what the hell is this? I was like, it's a cup of tea. He's like, you do not put milk in Earl Grey. I was like,
lots of people put milk in Earl Grey.
No, this was a big no-no, apparently. I didn't know that.
People put that slice of lemon, which always weirds me out, because how long did they keep the lemon for?
Do you know what Earl Grey reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if you put a vase of flowers in the window in a sunny day, and you just took the flowers out and you just drank the water that was left in. That's what Earl Grey feels
that'd
like
be nasty.
To me. That's what Earl Grey
taste.
Flowery, that, gross water.
I just want to point out that tea is leaves, but okay.
Flowery.
Okay.
Tap water, 46%. Bottled water, let's go, 26%. 14% sparkling water. Are you sparkling?
Yeah, I drink sparkling. I don't buy it for myself, but...
What was interesting is more people thought that water should only be used at christenings than drank soda water, tonic water, or coconut water.
I'm surprised, because I feel like lots of people drink coconut water.
I thought coconut water was going to be... No one.
No.
That's our listeners.
Just coconut ice.
Hardcore tap water drinking.
Do they like drinking. Bounty bars, though?
Bounty bars?
Yeah, the coconut bars.
Oh, the coconut bars.
Yeah, I do not like them.
Oh, I like them.
I like just coconut by itself.
Would you like a walnut whip?
Yes. I always want a walnut whip. Pretty much every time I see you, I think of walnut whips. Especially because your hair does like a little walnut
whip. I've got a little walnut whip thing on the front. I may try and see if I could find one and bring you one next week.
They're very tasty.
When Hannah told us to buy us a gift, I should have just bought you a $5 walnut whip, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should have.
There you go.
I would have been very happy with
walnut
whip.
You'd have been very happy with that.
I probably would have bought you a screwdriver, to be funny.
Oh.
Would you want a Phillips head or would you want a flat head? Or you could buy you one that's stupid, like a square, which is like very
specific.
Those
squared.
Yeah.
When I got to New Zealand, I was like, what are they?
Yeah,
They don't exist in England.
No, they're just weird.
They're just a New Zealand bizarre thing.
Just squares.
Maybe we should have a mid-season, what's your favourite screw poll?
I don't know how to respond. I can't. There's no words I can say after this.
I knew. That's why I did it.
Yep.
Cool. Right, let's have a look what we've got here in the comments. Matt out of Melbourne. He said, Corin is furious. There is no gamer girl bathwater on the list.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Ooh, does someone drink bathwater?
Corin was like, I'd be angry of it if it wasn't only true. Damn you. Craig was like, the peak of water is one of those little cups from the water machine at Spark Arena. They hit differently when you're in the mosh pit.
That's fair. When you're dehydrated, water does hit very differently.
And then someone decided to attack me.
Yes, because you're 80% Red Bull.
Surprised that this is a poll, considering that Darren Lees is the most dehydrated man alive.
Darren Lees is just 80% Red Bull.
That's true, I
am. 20% tea.
Yes, if you were to take a sample of me.
Mm-hmm.
Corin was back, no beer, so this poll is obviously created by AI.
Okay.
And then Joe O'Brien from Auckland Road, ionised double reverse osmosis and filter stage with pH balanced. That's a very precise water. To which I responded, this sounds like the response coming from someone that orders a trim extra milk a latte with a third shot of coffee with a sprinkle of milk-free chocolate.
and a sprinkle of turmeric.
And turmeric,
they sound like someone who drinks a turmeric latte.
Turmeric, yeah, turmeric latte drinkers. So that was the water poll. Maybe we did a tea poll next week.
Teh.
And then is English breakfast and Yorkshire tea the same?
No.
Is black tea and English breakfast tea the same?
No.
Irish breakfast? Well, you know where this is going to go. You know where it's going to go,
There's
right.
also New Zealand breakfast tea, which tastes like Earl Grey.
Yeah, that's gross. That's that Zealand thing.
No, there's actually Twinings New Zealand breakfast tea.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Stop
it's
it.
Got a tea
and there's,
in the paper.
Oh, then there's decaf tea.
No, like it's
why?
Not tea.
No, it's just why? It's like decaf coffee, like why?
No, just drink fruit tea. Like, if you're having decaf tea at that point, just drink fruit tea.
don't bother.
Because they bleach the leaves quite a lot. I don't know how good it is for you.
No. Anyway, there's a lot to unpack in the tea poll next week. Ooh, that'll get our English people going. News! Do you want to talk some news?
Sure. Let's go for it.
College news.
College news first.
Michigan.
I know,
have hired
I
a
you
new
must be
head
happy.
Coach, Kyle Whittingham, which is interesting because he's 66.
And from Utah.
And Utah. I thought they would give him like a 1 to 2 year, but they've given him 5, which now shuts down the Kalen DeBoer move,
and
which now shuts down the Lane Kiffin move, for what people say.
Speaking of LSU, can we go to the Houston game?
No, we're not on college games yet.
I think we should talk about it, though.
I think we'll miss it.
I think we should talk about
we
it.
We could talk about it. They
what
finally
did
got. They finally got the offense going, and then couldn't get the defense going.
No, it was very strange. It was complete flip from the whole year.
It was great because at least Lane Kiffin wasn't coaching. It's great. First time that LSU has scored more than 25 against an FBS opponent all year.
I know, and it comes with a meaningless bowl game.
Yep. Fourth quarter, LSU had less than 1 minute of possession.
This is how you win it.
That was just... I mean, LSU just chased the game all afternoon. They were never really in it. And
no, it was just too late for a comeback.
It just shows that Van Buren's just not the quarterback. And Nussmeier, I don't know what that's done for his stock. He's kind of... He's going to be lucky to be a sixth round, I reckon.
Because Quinn Ewers went in the fifth and sixth round, and I would say he had a better showing last year than... That's my this year.
And played well today.
Yeah, did
yes,
play well for
played
the
well today.
Can we talk about my favourite bowl that I've ever seen in my life?
I know which one it's going to be.
What one is it?
The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
No, it's the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Oh, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Did
is
you
that
see
because
that ridiculous giant toaster?
Oh, I didn't, but I did see the very decorative outer field with all
no!
the sprinkles and stuff
you
on
didn't
it.
Didn't see
it.
So they have this like genuinely giant toaster come onto the field, and then these two people dressed as Pop-Tarts jump into the toaster. Then they get like... dropped into the toaster like contraption, then like giant Pop-Tarts come out, like they're generally like 1 meter by 2 meters, and then the whole team gets to eat them.
Is that's wild. I didn't
did
see
you not
that
see
no
that,
I did not
just,
see
I
that
I was like, what is going on here? It was
do you would you
ridiculous.
Eat Pop-Tarts?
I have eaten a Pop-Tart, yeah.
Would you eat them again?
They were I like if someone handed me one.
Very sugary breakfast.
I don't think they're breakfast. I don't think you can eat that for breakfast and say you feel full or satisfied.
No.
I think you would say I need to brush my teeth.
They'd be very like, kind of like sugary, sticky, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Georgia Tech. What a fail.
Complete fail.
Yeah, what a fail.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, oh dear, BYU fourth quarter killed them.
Yeah. They're just able to completely slow down the Georgia
yeah,
Tech offense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 21-10.
And then Haynes King ended up with only pretty much 50% completion rate.
Oh, no.
It was terrible.
But he's finished there, isn't he? He's gone.
He's gone, yep.
Yep, he's gone.
Gone.
The quarterback class this year is not good.
No, it's very not good.
If you are looking for a quarterback, you must be like...
Well, the Raiders are obviously looking for someone quite desperately, aren't they?
Well, when we get to them, I have a lot to say about that.
A lot.
A
I wonder
lot.
Where Max Crosby will end up next year. Because I don't know if it's for the Raiders.
Nah.
Should we talk about the final?
He was in my news, actually, Max Crosby.
Oh, with his...
He was. He was in my news.
Should we talk about Clemson, Penn State, then go back to Max Crosby?
We can do. I've got plenty of news. But Clemson, what a bum
terrible.
Season. And
oh,
they were
final
rubbish.
Game. Mm-mm.
I don't think they will fire
No, I don't think they were. I think they would have got rid of him a while ago if they were going to.
But Kate Klubnik, go to the NFL playing like that.
No.
I don't think he would get drafted, you know.
No, he's going to go out as was undrafted free agent. Yeah.
I mean, coming into this season, Klubnik, Nussmeier, both were the 1 and 2 favourite for the Heisman, and they were both rubbish.
There was more scoring in the fourth quarter than the rest of the game.
Oh, no, it was
awful.
It was a
really terrible game to watch.
6-3 to Penn State at halftime. It was. Then I don't think anyone scored in the third quarter.
No, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Max Crosby.
But, Clemson, I don't know where they go. I think there's quite a few college teams that have got big rebuilding. LSU's one of them.
Most of them are
LSU
rebuilding.
They've got to really kind of blow that.
Anyone that's not rebuilding is Ohio State, really.
Yeah.
Shall we go on to Max Crosby?
Yes, we can do. We can. That's one thing. He was furious.
So furious. And did you see all the videos he posted of him, like, working out, jumping around to show that his knee was fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a relationship that you may not come back from.
No, he doesn't seem like someone who will.
And I think he will only want to go to a team that's winning. I think if someone like the Browns or the Panthers or someone came in for him, he'd be like, nah. Nah.
Where's he from originally, though?
I don't know.
Is he from Texas? He's got a very interesting story, and it's a very cool story of coming back and sobriety and all of that, which is very cool. I think he's originally from Texas, though.
I just think players do not want their teams to... he's from Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
Michigan.
Him, this Aiden Hutchinson, Max Crosby. That would be fun.
That would be fun. And what's-his-face is definitely out of the Bengals this year.
And Max Crosby... for Dan Campbell and the Lions.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. That's 100% what I'm shipping now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's put it out there. Crosby, I'll post it tonight. Crosby to the Lions. Mm. But the Lions have been disappointing. Poor. Talking of splits, Lamar and Harbaugh, what's going on there?
I don't know. It's gone very ugly and very weird.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the first time, though.
No, it's gone weird before.
Yeah.
So much so that I'm not actually sure if it is weird between them or if the media has created the story. Because it kind of feels like the media keeps creating the story and I'm not sure if it's actually true, if that makes sense.
It was interesting because apparently he falls asleep at meetings, plays video games at night, which is very Kyler Murray-esque.
It doesn't sound like I think you would have got some inkling of this for the past few years and you haven't, so that's why it doesn't feel right.
Maybe now he's injured and the cracks are starting to show in the performances, whereas he's been getting away with it before. If you look at Kyler Murray, like those first two seasons under Kingsbury, he was like fire. And then performances really started to drop off, and then they just benched him and just said, oh, yeah, no, you're not playing again this season.
No.
So, talking of fury and splits, DK Metcalf punching fans.
Yeah.
Wild story. Accused them of racism. Then videos prove that it was not racism.
That's all very strange. Yeah, he's also actually got that fan ban before when he was a member of the Seahawks.
Yes.
So a very weird relationship between the fan and DK. I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
And then the fan went and held his own press conference.
Yes, and he's also got a lawyer.
Oh, I know. It's
actually just too much.
Just take your 15 minutes of fame. Talking of problems... Miami have 99 million problems and a Tua is one.
Tua is a massive one.
What are they going to do? Because obviously Tyreek is gone. He's gone. Waddle's injury prone. I quite like it. Because this is going to come up later, right?
I mean, let's move on to the gone segment because there's a few people that are gone.
Oh, Kelsey?
Gone.
You reckon he's gone? You reckon he's not coming back?
I think his whole, he was a bit too performative in the last game. Like, exiting the field and stuff, it felt a bit too performative.
Do you know when Drew Brees left? But gave the big wave?
Yeah.
It kind of felt a bit that way.
Or when Ben Roethlisberger didn't announce, but he went around the stadium and shook everyone's hands, I think that's the final game.
Yeah. Final home game.
Yes.
You play this week, probably. Mm. Circle back on that later?
Who
gone? Do you want me to give you a really fun fact that I heard earlier?
It's about someone who's gone.
No. Well, they're gone at the moment.
Oh, no, who's gone at the moment?
I think they're gone at the moment. Well, they have gone during the point of the season.
Brian Dable?
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner. No, he's playing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has left the Jets when they were 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to the Colts, and since he's got there, they're 1-7.
Poor Sauce Gardner. Him and his car.
Do you reckon there's a problem?
No, I don't think there's a problem.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the Colts, that may be one of the biggest drop-offs ever.
Yeah.
In an NFL season.
Surprising,
what were they,
Daniel Jones is going to get paid a lot for that as well.
6-1, 7-0. So.
He's gone, and now they go downhill, so his price goes up.
Oh, do you reckon?
That's how it works, though.
Oh, no.
That's what his agent's going to argue. You absolutely tanked after my player went.
Yeah.
Pay him.
Do you want to hit the NFL?
I want to talk about who's gone. I'm surprised you don't want to fire people.
Okay.
I'm surprised you don't want to fire people.
Oh,
you always want to fire people.
Probably the games are going to drive my firing, but I'm good. Let's talk about who gone. Do you want to do it division by division, or do you want to go, how do you want to
do it? I've got an AFC and NFC.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. Firstly, I'm just going to list the ones who I thought are definitely staying and we didn't need to discuss for head coaches. Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, Liam Cohen, Andy Reid, Mike Vrabel, that's from the AFC. I don't think any of them are on the hot seat or at all gone.
Do you think Reid's back next year?
Andy Reid? Yes, because he's not going out like that.
No one wants to go out like that.
And I don't think he will.
Do you know who kind of appeared on my screen today?
Who?
And I was like, oh my God, they're still playing American football. The New York Giants game, and it panned to the sideline. I was like, oh, Russell Wilson. I didn't realise he was still around.
That was me with the Bills and Brandon Cooks, because I saw the news weeks ago that he'd gone to the Bills, and then I was like, Brandon Cooks, 100 yards, good on you. NFC, the ones who I don't think any chance have gone is Ben Johnson, Brian Schottenheimer, Dan Campbell, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDonald.
Kyle Shanahan,
there's some weird tension,
weird,
but I think he's won enough this year that it's fine.
It is astounding what he's done with those injuries.
Oh, 100%.
Unreal. Even today. I think...
any disagreement on my...
Not really.
Sure-fired stays?
Sean McVay will make his own decision, I think.
Yes.
When the time is definitely not under any pressure. I think... I don't know if you mentioned Kellen Moore.
I said he was fine.
I think he's definitely fine.
First-year head coaches normally stay. The only one I think is definitely gone, or most likely gone, Aaron Glenn, especially after defense performance today. Gone. You
what
can't even
was
pretend.
That?
Gone.
What was that?
Justin Fields also gone.
What was that?
It was terrible. It was so bad.
It was embarrassing. It was like 21-0 after about 40 seconds.
He had
five
touchdowns and 250 yards. He had 90% completion rate on Bliss Drake May against Aaron Glenn defense.
I got asked a question, though. We probably would have got to it later. Why is he in the game? Second half. Why is he in the
game? Drake May. He was only in the game for a few minutes. And,
then why are you running him on fourth down? I'm like, are you trying to kill him or something? Like, what are you doing?
It's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I know.
Don't question Mike Vrabel.
If we go and circle back on yours then, I'm assuming you've got question marks over there. Or, actually, Bills.
Staying, because they got to the playoffs.
But you...
Why? Not sure. But he is staying.
You reckon?
Yeah. They're just not an organisation that does that.
I know, but, like, you just can't keep being nearly to be... Because that window, that Josh Allen window is,
oh,
like...
Oh, 100%.
It's almost like just about to put the latch.
The only way I think it's happening is if it's led by Josh Allen. If Josh Allen wants someone else.
Because if they don't win this season, I mean, the path is clear.
Yeah.
There's either going to be no Lamar, no Rodgers, no Mahomes...
No Burrow.
No Burrow. Like, if...
Yeah. There's Drake May, though.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel. Do you reckon he's gone? I don't know.
So I think he's staying because Tua's going. I think he's got one more year because he's getting someone else that's not... Because Tua's gone. Like, you can't bench him.
Yeah, but
you can't come back.
What are they going to do?
I'm not sure.
Because if you've got to pay... Because no one's paying $99 million for Tua.
No, you have to release him.
It's almost a Denver
release.
Broncos, Russell Wilson situation. So someone's going to pay Tua like $2 million.
The only team that I could see doing it, like genuinely doing it, is getting rid of their other expensive backup and bringing in a new one is the Falcons. They 100% are a team that would do it.
I mean, Tua runs. I don't know.
That's just I can see them doing. Million. I know, I can see the Falcons, that's just how they operate.
Jets, I think everybody's gone at the Jets.
Oh, you
everybody.
Can't. This is just so terrible of a season.
Everybody's
you can't even pretend
gone.
There's building blocks. Especially because they have some very good defensive skill players and they could not get their defense working. It was insane. Baltimore Ravens.
Newsflash.
I don't have
a We have a message.
What, from John?
John.
From John. Hi, John.
He sends me a picture of Drake May with a big W behind him.
Yes, I agree.
We both have, obviously, feelings of what the W stands for. Allen and the Bills' window is closed. John's declared it's over.
Oh, in terms of them winning the AFC East every year? Yeah, 100%.
I think he's talking about Super Bowl windows closed. I think he's obviously very confident about his Patriots.
It could be someone else, though. Not the Patriots.
He's very clever. Who else? Let's go to the AFC. Tomlin is the interesting one in this division.
So Tomlin would be traded.
He's only got one more season to equal the all-time.
Yeah. Do you know how the reason I think Tomlin will stay? Is I think if Aaron Rodgers stays, I think his condition will be that Tomlin stays.
But that's two merchants of averageness together.
I know. It is what it is. This is not what I want to happen.
I know.
This is what I think
I
will happen.
Yeah.
Same with the Ravens
Harbaugh
as an organization. Probably going to keep the same because that's how they operate. The Bengals, again, an organization that normally plays through their coaches' contracts. He has 1 year left on his contract because the Bengals don't like paying money for someone they're not using. It's just not how their ownership operates. So probably Zach Taylor will play out his contract.
I think that's the most underwhelming division in football this year.
Oh, 100%.
We came into this season going, could be
a good
the greatest
so
division
bad.
And it's toilet.
So bad.
One winning team.
Who have we not
the South,
about?
The
Indianapolis
Titans.
Colts.
Titans Stipen. Have got to go and get someone, haven't they?
Yes, well, they, 100%. Mike McCoy, sorry, no.
And Cam Ward today.
Stay. But he's staying.
I know, but not good. The Colts, Steichen, after that start and that finish. Is it on him?
I don't know.
Jim Irsay's daughter is... puts the headphones on every game, stands on the sideline. I should imagine she has an opinion.
Oh, she'll have an opinion. And an opinion probably built on more facts than most owners.
Yeah. Liam Cohen, by the way, first coach in Jaguars history to win... Oh, no, maybe the first in NFL history to win 12 or 13 games as in first year when the team only won four or less the year before.
Good job, him.
Wow, very good job.
Can I say something about Kevin Stefanski, our team's head coach?
Yes.
I think he's not going to stay, but not because the team gets rid of him. I think he's going to want to leave. I think he is going... I think the team will agree to part ways.
I had a report the other day, the Raiders.
Yeah. I just think he's just done.
But then you're going from one team with no quarterback to another team with no quarterback, and admittedly the Raiders are probably going to have the number one
money.
Pick.
They have $100 million or something ridiculous.
I know, but we've seen teams with $100 million before, right? And
but I'm sorry, would you, after this many years with the Browns, would you just not be a bit done?
Oh, you'd be over it, wouldn't you?
You'd be so dumb.
I mean, they still don't really have their quarterback. Deshaun Watson, he'll come back, but he's not going to be. Shador...
No. They're adding. I have them literally as the quarterback. Yes, they're keeping both Deshaun Watson and Shador Sanders, but they'll be adding. Similar to this year. The quarterbacks they had going...
Well, what happened to Dylan Gabriel? Do you think he's gone?
I think it's just practice squad and gone, yeah. Richardson I have is gone.
Yes.
Geno Smith I have is gone.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
Justin Fields gone, I already said.
Yeah.
Cool. On to the NFC.
Yeah, let's go.
Jonathan Gannon and Kyler Murray gone.
Gone. Both.
Gone.
Gannon's had a mare of a season.
I hope Kyler Murray goes somewhere interesting because he's fun to watch when he's good, and I hope he goes to a good offensive.
But he's going to want tons of money, and I don't think he's worth tons of money. And
I know, but I just want to. I enjoy watching Kyler Murray play football.
Could you see a Tua Kyler Murray swap?
Yes, I can. I said that a while ago. It'd be fun. Would it not be fun?
It would be so fun.
Yeah,
all it would be is taking the same style of quarterback and just swapping it for the same style of quarterback. Yes. Yes.
Oh, so fun. I would love that. I also see Kyler Murray to the Rams would be fun.
Yes.
That would be fun.
I'm not sure McVay will take that nonsense.
I think that's why it will be fun.
Yeah, I don't think he'd take that nonsense.
Raheem Morris gone.
Oh,
Penix staying because he's injured and it's very hard to get rid of injured players and all of that. And adding someone.
Yeah.
they could add to a...
Old mate's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, Ricky yeah. Morris gone.
No, backup QB, Kirk.
Kirk, he's gone.
He's gone. Saints, I think Shook and what's-his-face
gone.
Stays.
Oh, no, so not gone. Yeah. Stay. Adding another quarterback yeah. inside for competition. Yeah.
And probably their backup quarterback now, who started as their starting quarterback.
Yes, Stetson?
Yeah, no.
No, that's Rams.
The guy from South Carolina.
I'll let you think of that while I say Carolina Panthers, Dave Canales. I think he's staying. I don't know why, but I think he is.
Bryce Young?
I also think is staying. This is not what I think should happen. I think is what will happen, is I think they will stay.
One number for you. 54.
I know.
Pathetic.
I know. So I think they're going to stay.
I think Canales is staying because he's mates with Dan Morgan. And it's wrong. I think Canales... I tell you what I think they need to do. They need to add an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And they need to take the play calling off Canales. But I think the problem with Canales is he's got no cojones. I don't think he makes tough decisions. I don't think he really knows what he's doing. I was watching some Carolina reporters today, and they were just like, it just seems like he comes out and doesn't really have a plan. And today, it just seemed like they did not have a plan at all what they were doing.
Mike LaFleur.
Okay.
Do you think... Not Mike LaFleur is the OC?
Yeah.
Down in Carolina?
Mm.
Could be interesting.
Yeah. They've got to do something.
But Matt LaFleur for the Packers? Yes, no?
No. I think there could be some tiredness going on there.
I think so.
I think there could be some tiredness going on there.
A lot of tiredness.
Jordan Love stays.
Yes. Matt LaFleur.
I think he stays one more year. Because they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
I think he stays one more year.
Rams add a quarterback, definitely.
Yes. Well,
keep Matt Stafford, but add a quarterback.
If they win the Super Bowl, does Stafford do the Elway?
Oh, yeah.
I think he's gone. 100%. I think he walks. If they win the Super Bowl, I think Stafford goes.
Kevin O'Connell, stay.
There's some weird stuff going on, right?
There's some super weird stuff, but the Vikings, JJ McCarthy, gone.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not. Because Cam Ward, you can see that there's good things there.
Well, and he's not injured. JJ McCarthy's played like 5 out of 30 games.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the weird thing that's going on...
with the Vikings?
In general, right? In general. Mm-hmm. Two divisions, the AFC South...
Mm-hmm.
The NFC South and the NFC North. I reckon if there's 4 more games in the season, totally different winners of those divisions.
Yes, 100%. I have to say, because the Packers are just so injured now, I would have much preferred the Lions going in. I think they would have been a more fun team to watch in the playoffs than...
But what's amazing is how everyone's hyped the Lions this year, and now they're bottom of the division.
I know.
The Vikings, even with McCarthy... 3 yards?
Yes, I
can
do.
Can we talk about 3 yards?
I saw that and I was like, oh, damn.
To win a game with 3 yards of passing?
Yeah.
Max Brosnan?
Yep.
Should never step on a football field ever again.
Is it Grossman or Brosnan?
Brosnan, I can't remember. But the Lions are bottom. The Vikings on the head-to-head are now third. One game behind the Packers.
Yeah.
Or one and a half, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the Saints...
Saints are on a good winning streak. They are going into the offseason with a lot of momentum.
They're one game behind the Buccaneers who can win the division next week. This is insane.
It's very strange.
I said today, if it was another 4 weeks in the season, I reckon the Saints win that division.
Yeah, because they finally got things clicking.
But if they'd have started the year with Tyler Shug? It's really doing my head in who the other quarterback is. I know his name starts with Spencer Rattler.
That's it. Good job.
Thank you.
Todd Bowles, I think, stays.
I think Todd Bowles is gone.
I don't want the Bucks to
change. And Baker Mayfield, wow, today.
He should just not be playing.
No, but he's going to play next week because it's all on the line.
Yeah.
Going back to the Panthers, Bryce Young and Dave Canales.
They're staying, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it should happen. I'm just saying they're staying.
It depends how much Matey gets involved at the top.
I'm saying they will stay.
Yeah.
Not saying it should happen. I'm just saying they'll stay. Jaden Daniels will stay. Dan Quinn, because of all the injuries this year, will probably stay.
I think he gets one more year.
Yeah,
the Cowboys, I think Dak and Schottenheimer stay. The Eagles is an interesting.
Eagles head coach stays. I think they're going to do Jalen Hurts to Jalen Hurts, and I think they're going to draft someone.
You reckon?
Yeah, 100% they're going to do Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts.
The Giants, I think Jackson Dart stays.
Yeah, 100%.
But my Jackson God, they've got to stop trying to kill him.
Yeah, they really are trying to kill him.
They are. They are doing to him what Cincinnati are doing to Burrow.
Yeah.
They are going
to
kill him if they
Giants
don't sort
the
it out.
Line than the Bengals at least.
I mean, the Giants are going to have some weapons next year.
Mm-hmm.
When they all come back off injury.
Oh, 100%.
They've got to draft an O-line. Jackson Dart's good.
No, the Giants' O-line is not as bad as it has been in recent years.
Jackson Dart reminds me of Justin Herbert.
But I'm more of a spark.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because even Justin Herbert in the Chargers game this week, which they lost, he's just missing something. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, I think he's playing injured, obviously, with
yeah,
that
obviously
broken.
Yeah, obviously, tomorrow. But I don't know what it is. It's just Jackson Dart, I feel much more, like, entertained watching.
Yes.
He's got, like, that like,
charisma.
Spice,
yeah.
Is it? Whereas Justin Herbert's just is like a wet blanket. It's like, oh, yeah, just chuck. I don't know. Like, I don't know what it is about Justin Herbert. I just don't find him as interesting to watch as other quarterback.
Do you reckon they sit him?
Justin Herbert?
This week?
Maybe, because Jim Harbaugh does love Justin Herbert.
What's interesting is the Texans are going to play at one.
Mm-hmm.
If they win, then effectively the Chargers are the 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see how they're going to make that decision of whether they play him or not. Harbaugh against Peyton. 3-0. And if they win this week and Denver drop to the 3 and the Chargers stay at 6, then the first game of the playoffs will be the Chargers back in Denver, where Denver will be 0-4 against Jim Harbaugh. So that's got some spice written all over it. If you're Jim Harbaugh, you're like, well, I'm going to win this game because I'm just going to play you again next week and I'm just going to beat you again next week. So,
do you know who the Chargers really never, ever want to see? The Texans defense.
Yeah.
It's like a little nightmare for them. Nightmare that he keeps reliving.
Here you go. I'm going to ask you a quick question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to give me an answer on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to end up as the number one seed in the AFC?
Who are the Patriots first seed again?
Miami.
Yeah, Patriots.
So you think the Broncos lose to the Chargers?
I thought don't the Patriots get it? No, they don't.
No, because they lost to the Raiders and Denver beat. Denver okay. Are 6-0 in like-for-like opponents and Patriots are 5-1.
Okay.
So no, Denver hold, if they've got equal record, Denver hold the tiebreaker over the Patriots.
I like John, though. So
and the Jags are kind of there. They are only playing the Titans.
You know, for John, I'm going to say the Patriots.
Okay. NFC, number one seed.
This is just bonkers.
It is bonkers. It's crazy.
And I love how bonkers it is.
Yeah.
I really, really want the NFC to go through Seattle, so I'm going to say Seahawks.
I want it to go through 49ers because they're just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy is outstanding.
I know, he's insane.
This won the first games, by the way, where the first overall quarterback played the overall pick. Overall pick at quarterback.
That's funny.
Coach of the year.
Mike McDonald or Kyle Shanahan? Or do you mean, are you asking me who coach
of the year? Yeah, who you think your coach
of
the year
should be? Sorry, that was very abrupt. It's probably going to be Ben Johnson. I don't want it to be, but it will be.
It's interesting. Everyone's talking about Vrabel, Johnson, Shanahan. No one's talking about McDonald. His name's not getting mentioned anywhere. Sean Payton, no mention anywhere.
I think it should go to Vrabel. That's who I'd pick, but I think it's going to go to Johnson because it's just what it is.
And as it stands today, you don't have to name the team. Is the Super Bowl winner coming from the NFC or the AFC?
The NFC.
I think it's the NFC.
They've just got more complete teams. The AFC teams, everyone has like one very glaring problem on each of the teams. The only one that I actually am pretty happy with at the moment is Jaguars.
I would say, I'll go one step further and say that I think the winner of the Super Bowl is coming from the NFC West.
I feel like you're just spreading your bets there, but sure.
No.
You've got three teams in the NFC West.
Is that NFC's pretty widespreading of bets, right? I'm going down to division.
You're going to three teams.
I'm going to three teams.
Three teams.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Not the Eagles. The Eagles' defense is very good.
It is, but
it's a shame that their offense is so terrible.
They've got a horrible offense, considering.
So terrible.
Considering they put 40-odd on the Chiefs last year.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Saquon has just not been given the ball. And then, obviously, that stuff with Brown, where it almost feels now that Hurts just trying to find him just because he whinged. Okay. And it's not the best thing for the team. Devontae Smith never seems to be kind of targeted.
Well, he got completely blown up.
Yeah, he got blown up.
Really
today.
Bad. I think I know who your Super Bowl will be, or who you thinking it's going to be right now.
Go on.
It's the 49ers, I think, of the NFC. And I actually weirdly think you may also have the Jaguars? Question mark. Or is it the Broncos? I know you would never do the Patriots, because...
No.
Patriots.
No. I think depending on where the...
I do think depending on the seeding is going to completely decide the AFC.
Yeah. I think if it goes through New England, then New England could make the Super Bowl, because no one just can live with those conditions apart from the Bills and maybe the Broncos. If it goes through the Broncos, I think... If it goes through Denver, then I think Denver could make it, because I think that extra week and trying to play at altitude...
Yeah.
In minus whatever.
So what I find interesting, if the Broncos and Patriots verse each other, I think the Patriots will win, because the Broncos have a terrible running game and the Patriots' weakness is their run defense.
Yeah.
And you just have a weakness on, like, it doesn't work for them. Sorry.
And Drake May, of late, the Broncos' weakness has been their pass defense, and Drake May's the most accurate quarterback in the NFL at the minute.
I'm sorry to those fans of the Broncos.
Those.
I feel like I've been hating the Broncos recently, and I'm sorry to those fans. But Darren really started it when he called them
fans.
I feel like it just created a negative connotation of the Broncos, and I apologize to Mile High Stadium.
Do you want to have a bit of a quick chat about some games?
I guess we can
start. We've got 13 minutes to go.
I think it's fun if we get some terrible games.
Yeah.
Should we spin the wheel?
Spin the wheel. I know what best game of the week was.
Do you know what the best game of the week was? Do you want to know that we're talking about not the best game of the week? But it isn't that bad. It was the Chargers versus Texans.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Loser was likely to be the 6 or 7 seed. That late penalty, what's your view on that?
Ooh, I know.
That was spicy.
Do you know what's interesting about this game is that the Texans could not do anything. They had big play touchdown, then they didn't really do anything, and it was just their defense really held their game.
Yeah. Well, that was the Browns today as well.
Yeah, 100%.
10-0 up after about 10 minutes and then did nothing for
nothing,
the rest of the game.
Nothing, it was just the D.
What about the Chargers kicker?
I know.
Dicker the kicker.
Made the Pro Bowl and then...
Boom.
Nah.
Missed the extra point, missed field goal.
It is feeling a bit potentially like Chargers, another Charger team that lets their fans down in the playoffs.
I was very surprised. Chargers were favoured in that game. The over-under was 39.5. They couldn't even get there. Wow. Interesting. That's kind of shook things up in the wildcard seedings. What do you want to hit next?
I've got a question about the Texans.
Oh, go on.
I think Danielle Hunter should have made it to the Pro Bowl as well. Because I think Will Anderson made it, but not Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
That was just a side note, complete side note, that I thought, that I saw it, I was like, oh, that's sad. Okay. Oh, no. Oh, this one is like 10 seconds. Jets versus Patriots.
Oh, just embarrassing.
I feel like we were in
35-3.
Oh,
and as
so
I said,
terrible.
Why was Drake May being run on fourth down, and they're still in with the number one seed. I mean, they killed them, but it was like...
Sad for the Jets.
The Jets are terrible. And
the only good thing was Breece Hall for the Jets.
Do you know what's really interesting? Two things. The Jets are that bad that aren't even going to pick first.
Yeah,
I mean, you can be that bad and still not be the number one pick. Breece Hall, heard some news today, heavily... being linked with Denver in the off-season.
Yep. But I'm just putting
as for that
game,
was
that we didn't need
toilet.
To talk about.
No, it's toilet.
Oh, another game that we don't really need to talk about, but unless you want to talk about Philip Rivers' last game with the Colts.
Yes. There was Denver fans, there was New England fans excited till about 5 minutes to go, and just, it was interesting, the very last play of the game showed you Rivers' shortfall where they bought in to throw the Hail Mary. Tell you what, came close. They just could not get enough receivers into the end zone. They could not get enough receivers. The Jags, 7-game win streak. That Rivers interception midway through the fourth quarter.
Yeah, killed it.
I reckon that was the big difference. Yeah, Liam Cohen, first coach to have at least 12 wins in his first season after taking over a team with four or less. So that's a pretty impressive performance. And then Trevor Lawrence threw his first interception in over a month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which was not good time, but still looking right. And Parker Washington really stepping up for Jags receiving.
Yeah, very good. Some good catches today.
Oh, no, yeah. The Colts, yeah, just...
Yeah,
they didn't have enough to win the game.
No.
You could just tell it.
For the last 3 weeks, they've just run out.
Yeah.
They've just run out of energy. Like that Seattle game. Yeah. Like.
Oh, gosh, another meaningless game. Cardinals versus Bengals.
Do you know what? Nice to see Joe Burrow again.
Nice to see Joe Burrow. Nice to see Jamar Chase.
Trey McBride with the record. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Most receptions by a tight end. Didn't that take Brock Bowers' record from last year?
No. So this record was for the tight end. Brock Bowers is the rookie. This is for overall.
Tight end, yeah.
So he took Dallas Goedert's record from 2018.
Burrow doing Burrow things. High completion percentages, over 300-yard passes, multiple touchdowns.
Joe has been underrated for the Cardinals, though. Michael Wilson, their wide receiver. He's been very good for them.
Apparently, Marvin Harrison's been a dog.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
I do also enjoy that Jacoby Brissett is just asked to do completely 100% of the offense.
Yeah.
They have no run
game. They've got nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
No.
It's just Jacoby Brissett.
And that's because they took Kyler Murray out because he was the run game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the end for Gannon.
Yeah, so Bengals 5-2, I think, with Burrow, so...
Yeah, they're just efficient.
I think they're going to be good, but then they're going to lose Hendrickson next year, so they've got a completely...
They've already lost Hendrickson this year, though, with the injury.
Yeah, I know, but like, I think he's going to leave.
Oh, 100%.
He's a favourite for Detroit.
I know. Max Crosby for Detroit is now all I can think about.
Hendrickson could end up in New England.
That would be cool. Cowboys versus Commanders.
Another meaningless game as well, right?
I know, we're doing really well here.
You're doing really well. There's a, I mean,
Cowboys
it was an
hold
okay
on to
game.
Win it.
Yeah, that was
pretty
it.
Dak, pretty all right. He did get 6 sacks, though, so,
The Commanders...
Josh Johnson.
...must do better.
Yeah. Josh Johnson came in, yeah.
Yeah. Dallas did the double over them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was...
That's the end of that.
Another meaningless game.
I know what's coming next. It's going to be the Lions-Vikings, probably.
No,
next.
It's actually Sunday Night Football.
Go on.
Sunday Night Football, 49ers versus Bears.
Best game of the week.
It was good. 49ers come out with the win on the final play, defensive stand.
They finally made a stand.
Unfortunately, Luther Burden does look relatively injured.
Yeah.
He got carted off the field after that last play.
Interesting stat I heard during the game. Purdy and Williams are 1-2 in the NFL for holding the ball the longest.
Purdy, is it because they have so much motion going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First game of the season, there's a lot of records in this. First game of the season where both teams have scored 2 touchdowns each in the first quarter. Also, the first time in NFL history that a quarterback has had a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, and a pick six in the first quarter of the game. And the first game in the regular season where teams have been tied at 7. At 14, at 21, at 28, and at 35.
Explosion. It was very high scoring. The defense could not make a stand.
Two average defense, no. Do you know the only time that's ever happened before? It's only ever happened once before.
Was it?
And it was in a playoff game.
Like John Elway versus someone?
No, but right team.
Oh.
It was the 2013 playoff game between the Ravens versus the Broncos.
Damn.
It's the only other time the teams have been tied at 7, 14, 21, 28.
Oh, that was when Flacco went crazy.
That's right.
In the playoffs
for
the Ravens.
That's the one.
Bears run game again held in check.
Yes.
Not really massive.
No.
Yeah.
Swift was probably receiving.
Yeah,
more.
McCaffrey, 180 yards of offense.
They
did
good.
Not have him.
Could you imagine being a Carolina fan?
I know.
Just watching McCaffrey tear it up. I mean, he could not stay fit in Carolina.
No.
So you got to ask the question of what was going on there. Because he gets hit just... I mean, he has more carries than...
Cam Newton was really banged up in Carolina too.
Yeah.
So strength and
medical staff, yeah.
Roman doesn't say his afro is so
cool.
Oh,
it's a winner, right? And
it's
he's back
so
next
good.
Week as well, I think.
No, he's probably going to be loud.
Well, they thought he might be back next week, but
no,
now
I
it's
think
meaningless
they're gonna,
now.
Yeah, they're going to rest him. Because it's a stress fracture that doesn't need surgery but can still get aggravated. So I don't know why you'd bother.
Please spin the wheel for Giants Raiders.
No, we're spinning the wheel for Packers Ravens.
Pack Packers, Ravens. Oh,
Ravens are alive and going for the Steelers.
I think they're in.
Showdown.
I think they're in.
No, I only think they're in if Tyler Huntley plays.
Does DK Metcalf play, or is that a second suspension?
No, it's a second suspension.
Yeah, so I think that the Steelers today were trash.
And the Ravens are trash with Lamar Jackson. I think Tyler Huntley has to play.
Oh, Tyler Huntley was great.
He has to play.
I mean, he had no yards throwing.
Pretty much none, but he got the ball moving. He got the offense efficiently down the field, handing the ball off to Derrick Henry, who went insane. He had four touchdowns and was back looking like King Henry.
Do you know what? King Henry was just on fire. Some of those completely angry runs, some of those...
It was like, I'm not fumbling
today. Do you know what
today
it is? Because, like, they took him out of the game with 13 minutes
to
go.
Yeah, it was weird, the
Patriots. Because that changed that entire game, and then today there would be two that would be going for the number one seed, because I think the Ravens would have won that game had they have kept Derrick Henry in.
The Packers, more injuries. More very unfortunate, very gross
injuries
as well. They are
a mess, yeah. Tell you what, that Steelers-Browns game had the lowest over-under of any game I've seen this season, and they couldn't even, they barely got halfway. God almighty. I think the Ravens win next week, and I think the Steelers go out. I think the Ravens'
only win if Tyler Huntley goes in.
I don't think Lamar plays.
No, but if Lamar Jackson was playing, I don't think the Ravens...
And I don't think they want to play him in the playoffs either, because his playoff record is trash as well.
I don't think even Tyler Huntley's playoff record's not exactly going to be but so just a problem. Should we quickly talk about our team, the Browns, considering they won the game?
Yes. Did a lot in the first quarter, then did nothing.
Yeah.
Shadur just... one of the interceptions was unlucky, but, like, he just cannot go a game without multiple interceptions, it seems.
Darnell Washington injured for the Steelers, which is not good for Rodgers, because he really likes him.
Yes, he does. He's a very favoured target.
Denzel Ward.
Second-half points for the Steelers.
No.
Missed field goal.
Denzel Ward, pro bowler, should be. He was astounding today. Yeah. And when they targeted him in the red zone and they tried to get him, he sealed it down.
Do you want to know my comment that I made on this game?
Go.
This game was so bad, I'm not sure how the NFL found 6 minutes of highlights.
Oh, did they find 6 minutes of highlights? But did they do that thing where they had a lot of replays of the same highlight, though?
I think it was 5 replays of the Cleveland touchdown.
Do you know what's interesting? DK Metcalf, though, he was missed.
Oh.
They needed a big body wide receiver to get the ball in the end zone, and they could not get it.
They could not get it in.
Especially because Darnell Washington was out, and that was just everyone gone. So, yeah.
I think if that's the Steelers that are coming out against the Ravens next week, they are gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Shall we go?
We got a couple of minutes.
To the Panthers versus the Seahawks.
Well,
as always, we must talk about the Carolina Panthers.
We must talk about the Carolina Panthers.
And we shall. It was a big day for Zach Charbonnet on the Seahawks, though.
Yeah, it was.
Finally, I mean, Seahawks running game. They need
the
a running game.
The first half, it was tight.
Yeah, it was.
Panthers were holding up really well.
So the Panthers' defense were holding up well. The Panthers' offense just did not show up today.
Much trash.
I think they left themselves in Carolina.
Oh. The J.C. Horn face mask on that big third down was what's really...
It's terrible.
Took the air out of the balloon. Bryce Young, 54. One of 11 on third downs. Mm-hmm. 139 yards of total offense. I mean, someone's got to talk to... Someone's got to come up with a plan. They don't... just 1 week, they just seem to be...
Amazing and then bad.
But
then amazing
and then they've bad. They've had 10 alternate weeks.
I know, it's ridiculous. I did this time. I specifically did this karate chop. Tom Cruise.
Terrible.
Seahawks defense, though.
They've
amazing.
Gone one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss. 10. The record's about 13. They've gone 10 consecutive games going one loss, one loss, one loss, one loss.
Is ridiculous.
They're
Seahawks
terrible.
Defense, though, 2 turnovers, 3 fourth down stops, 2 sacks, and just harassing.
Yeah. I didn't think that Sam Darnold was great either.
No.
No, not at all. So that's it.
That is it.
That is it. That's the in-betweener,
Christmas
New Year.
Show.
And I will see you next year.
Yes, you will.
I will indeed. So that is our last show of 2025. Still a lot to be decided. Jump on our socials. We got loads of videos up.
Yes, we did.
We even sang. We did all sorts of stuff.
Oh, we should say Happy New Year. Was there a singing one for that?
Well, we'll come up with something, won't we? Rewrite the lyrics of Auld Lang Syne or something like that into the NFL.
Sounds good.
But there's a lot on our socials now, so get on there. You see us singing, you see us dancing on TikTok and YouTube and all those sort of things. So that was our show. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
We will see you in 2026.
Our diversity.